Susan Lerner with Common Cause says legislators are finding that if they don't change their policies, they are increasingly in the crosshairs of federal prosecutors.
We are always involved and always attempting to get our lawmakers to help themselves do better.
According to The Times, a federal grand jury has subpoenaed records. They're trying to document just how Assembly Speaker Sheldon Silver earns what he's reported is $650,000 a year from the Manhattan firm Weitz & Luxembourg and possibly other law firms. The paper reports that investigators also discovered that the speaker had subtly changed his financial disclosure forms to reflect that he may be getting some of his income from other unnamed law firms. The story says other lawmakers are targets as well, including retiring Senators Greg Ball and George Maziarz. Ball used campaign funds to take trips to Cancun, Acapulco, and Texas. Maziarz's account shows payments to Pier 1 and other stores, and several checks were written out to cash with no explanation of how they were spent. None of the alleged behaviors are likely to be determined to be illegal, though. Lerner, with Common Cause, says that's because of the weaknesses in the state's ethics laws concerning campaign funds and outside income disclosure.
It confirms how badly we need reform of the financial disclosure reporting system, how it needs to be more detailed, and how there needs to be clearer guidance for elected officials as to what they should be disclosing and how.
Governor Cuomo appointed a Moreland Commission on Ethics that had begun looking into lawmakers' outside income and the use of campaign funds, but Cuomo closed down the commission last March as part of a budget deal, amid accusations that his staff meddled with and tried to stop investigations of Cuomo contributors. U.S. Attorney Preet Bharara continues to probe those charges. Lerner calls the shuttering of the commission a disappointing lost chance. The newspaper reports that Cuomo, who once campaigned against the use of LLCs or limited liability corporations as a convenient loophole to get around campaign donation limits, had himself received 20% of his $47 million in his campaign war chest in donations from LLCs. Lerner says the public has been demoralized by all of the reports of corruption. She says the record low voter turnout in the recent election is partly a response to that. But she says voters' non-participation sends the wrong message to state lawmakers.
The thing that will change the system is when constituents begin to demand change and not expect that it's just the same old corruption in Albany. Indifference is a vote for the current corrupt system.
The legislature is still considering a special session this month to raise lawmakers' pay. Legislative leaders have expressed interest in one kind of reform. They'd like to change what's known as the per diem system, where lawmakers are paid a set rate for each day they are at the state capitol. Abuse of the per diem system has led to the indictments of some lawmakers. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.